All right. This is not a Really Bro episode.
This is not.
This is actually a public service announcement.
It is.
We've decided to suspend our scheduled episode for this week because there are more important and impending matters at hand. Evan, why are we suspending our episode this week?
We're suspending our planned episode on mental health this week because we have decided that given the current situations around police brutality, specifically the murders of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, it is really important time for us as a platform to show solidarity with the Black community and the Black Lives Matter movement. What we are asking each and every one of you to do, instead of listening to our full-length episode that we plan to put out, if you are not Black, we are asking you to spend that hour that you would have used listening to our podcast to research ways you can make an impact, research ways to be a better ally, research ways to donate, research ways to put yourself on the line for Black lives.
Yeah, and this is not to say that we don't, like we so appreciate the fact that people spend an hour a week, like, or every 2 weeks whenever we put things out, like, listening, but, like, just spend that hour researching, learning, figuring out ways that you can help. And we're going to try to help you out a little bit by saying some of those ways right now.
We have a decently large social media following. We figured one of the ways that we could really be useful during this time was to help raise money for causes that both support a push towards an end for police brutality, towards changing those systems, and are also going to do a lot of the immediate work in terms of bailing out people arrested for protesting, for fighting the good fight. And so we have started a fundraiser. Sammy, who are we fundraising for?
So we are fundraising for Black Lives Matter and the Legal Defense Fund. And those are organizations that are doing on-the-ground work and specifically bailing people out who are protesting and getting arrested at this time. So we set up a temporary Really Bro Venmo account. At Really Bro Pod is the Venmo, also on Cash App now, and so we are collecting donations over the next like two or probably next week, and all of these donations are being matched.
They're being matched times two by a very generous employee at Apple, a friend of.
So that means that every time you donate, every $1 ends up being $3 of impact.
Yes. We're going to try to max that matching out. We're going to max out Apple's corporate matching. And then we're going to try to do our own matching too. We're trying to get this money to the people who need it right now.
Yeah. And so we literally launched this like an hour ago and we've already raised, I think through about $300. Yeah. So we're getting up there. We literally want to just like, we want to send as much money as we can to these organizations. So literally anything you can do to help, what we're promising in lieu of our episode this week is that for every donation, doesn't matter if it's $1, if it's $100, we recognize that everyone has different needs and needs to take care of themselves first and is going to be able to contribute different amounts. For every single person that donates, we're going to make you a short personal episode. I know that sounds crazy and it is crazy because Evan and I are crazy and we're stupid and we always overcommit ourselves, but we always follow through. So we're going to make personal episodes for literally every person who donates. So if you want to donate, even if it's $1, if it's $100, that's sick, whatever it is, we'll make an episode just for you. Not sure what they're going to be about, but they'll be really fun and personalized. I was also thinking it could be like a cool gift. If your mom listens to the podcast, you know, have her, we can make her like a personal episode because a lot of our listeners are moms. That's just something I was thinking about. But yeah, we're committing to putting that time in. If you just can donate a little bit, and it would mean a lot to the organizations that we're fundraising for.
And this is not just something that we're preaching and not following through on. We are donating. We're going to donate every single dollar we have ever received in grant funding. And I know both Sammy and I are going to be digging deep into our own pockets to support these organizations as well.
Yeah. So I think we already put all of our grant money into the Venmo, or have we done that? We haven't done that.
Not yet. Okay. I'm doing that. I'm doing that tonight when we send out the first batch of donations.
Yeah. So we haven't obviously made that much money off of Really Bro, but what we have made, we're gonna put in. We're trying to do everything that we can because this is the time to do it. This is the time to do it. If there was a time to donate, it was right now. I'm getting paid this week for my job, and I'm sending my paycheck this way. I like barely can do that, but we're trying to do everything we can.
Props to you. Props to you. You know, one of my mentors once told me, do what you can with what you have with all of your spirit. And if you are in a position of privilege, meaning that you are not Black in this time, it's your turn to do what you can with what you have with all your spirit.
But that's also, side note, a little bit of comic relief. That's also what the varsity soccer coach told me my freshman year when I didn't make the varsity team. He was like, you know what? You did what you could with what you had, with what you have or whatever. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this.
But I agree.
Let's just do what we can, you know? A lot of people are overstretching themselves. And I've seen some really, really sad statistics about who's donating. And it's largely lower and middle class people who are donating to organizations. And it's always been that way with fundraising. But we got to turn that around. And as kids who go to Stanford, I think it's our responsibility to try to do that.
Yeah. For all of you class privileged people out there, push your bank account on the line. Push your bank account on the line.
All right, buddy. I think we should wrap this up because, as we promised, we're not doing an episode this week. But
we are not doing an episode this week. We'll be updating. Yeah. We'll be giving updates on the fundraiser on our Instagram at @reallybropod. Just to reiterate, you can Venmo us at @reallybropod, Cash App us at @reallybropod. One more thing: if you're a Stanford student and you just don't have the money to give right now, that's okay. We understand. But there's an easy way you can get us $50 towards these organizations. If you go to the Stanford Federal Credit Union website and make an account with the promo code 9T7UT, we will get $25 in our bank account. You will get $25 in your bank account. All the money we get from that is going straight to this fundraiser. So if you don't have the money to donate, do that. It's a great, easy way to support.
And at the very least, if you can't donate yourself, share information with those who can.
Please do. All right. Fundraiser, we'll both be posting a couple of local organizations from where we're from. So if you're so compelled to go donate more, those organizations can also use your support.
So we love all of you. Thank you so much for everything you do, and standing, you know, just doing everything that you do. Be safe, be with your family. We're sending you all like so much love. Literally, like, I still don't understand why people listen to this podcast, but like, I so appreciate it and I love you guys for it. I love you, Evan, and let's get to work.
Love you too, bro. Love each and every one of you. Take care of each other.